for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with you with another episode, another topic, another guest. And I would love to introduce the topic of today. So it's all about the secret to deeper fulfillment and satisfaction in your relationships and life. I think out of all the other episodes that I've done, anything about relationships always fascinate me, and it's always been fascinating. So let's dive a little bit deeper, shall we? So in this episode, we will be exploring the profound impact of unaddressed emotions on your personal fulfillment and the quality of your relationships. So let's discover how cultivating healthy connections not only enhances your emotional well-being, but also unlocks the energy and focus needed to pursue your life. So join us today for this transformative journey towards self-discovery and meaningful connections. And I would love to invite and introduce our guest for today, Miss Amira L. Bailey. She is a certified life purpose and trauma-informed relationship coach. So I guess she is the right person for today, and I can't wait to pick her brain. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nia, and such a beautiful introduction and invitation. And I'm so excited to be here and dive deeper into two of my favorite topics, which is connection, relationships, and how that through my journey has feeded in or flowed into actually being more and serving more my purpose in life.
Absolutely. And I think this is exactly where I'd like to start the episode with. I want to know your story. How did you end up walking this path? Because it comes from somewhere. It comes from an experience. And I would love to know more about that.
Beautiful. And I'd say I was very young, maybe 13 years old when I first started seeing, I'd say, out of dimension beings, and I was scared and I just shut it off because for a child, we don't talk much about that. And it's like, okay, I'm seeing ghosts. It was scary from the movies. But then as I went through my life and I got into a romantic relationship, and you know, Nia, I thought I ticked all the boxes. So I was in school, A plus student. I was working, doing my executive MBA. So I was doing all the doing, right? Again, this picture that we have in mind. And yet, despite ticking all the boxes, I still felt unfulfilled. Mm. I felt like, where is the meaning? Mm. Also that my romantic relationship, my marriage, ended. And when it ended, that was a big shift for me because I had a question in my mind, which was, what happened? What's going on? And the answers I got weren't satisfactory. They were more pointing fingers and blame. And a part of me was like, no, it doesn't have to be someone's a villain, right? What's going on and why was I attracted to that?
Yeah.
And that just sparked a whole world for me. It's like I was asking an innocent question.
The million dollar question.
And it opened up so much for me.
Wow. And it's so beautiful that you shared that, because it just highlights that no matter what situations we go through in life, and especially painful situations, we may judge it, we may regret it, we may feel horrible about it. But I truly believe there are certain qualities that you build only when you go through a tough or a shitty situation, right? It's like a spark that you get. It's your soul trying to find a way out, and boom, it opens another door. So yeah. What was the answer that you got from that question?
Well, at first I was confused for sure, because for me, from my perspective, what I thought, I was like, I'm doing everything per the book. Right? Like, why does this feel sucky? Like, I don't get it. I was so confused. So this is where I went on, I'd say, my spiritual journey. It began first. So I started to speak to mentors and travel the world. And I'm like, this question, no, like, I still don't understand, why was I attracted to such a situation? Because one thing, to your point about going through difficult situations, is I feel wisdom comes from difficult situations, right? But another way, it's like, how did I deserve this? Right? Like, and that question was like so heightened in my mind. And then I went into the trauma-informed world. So it's like from spirituality into science. And I realized that relationships are mirrors, and what I couldn't see in myself was reflected, not just with the previous partner that I had, but actually in every single other relationship, aware of it or not. Wow. And that was just mind-boggling to me, because there were two ways. First, I went into, why is this happening to me? Like, how do I deserve this, as I shared? But then through my journey with my mentors, it's like I was able to cross the bridge of how this is empowering, because now I'm put in a choice position.
Right. And no longer a victim.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, I'm choosing these relationships, and what in me needs to be addressed, so that then I start to choose differently. But to your point, like, that was such a big shift for me.
So when you say the partners that we choose subconsciously are pure mirrors reflecting back to us, what do you mean by that, and how do we do that?
Beautiful. And so what I mean by mirrors is, in my first romantic relationship, there was a lot of disconnection. There was, no matter if I'm sleeping beside someone in bed, I'm like, how can someone be so close in proximity, and yet I felt so lonely and empty? So what I realized then, when I looked in hindsight, is how I was disconnected from myself, but I couldn't see it. So it was mirrored to me through that relationship. So I learned that I was disconnected from my needs, from my desires, and hence it kept being reflected to me through that relationship.
Wow. So you're saying there's a part of you, the way you are, you attract a relationship, or you attract a partner that confirms that identity that you already have of yourself, or the belief or the feelings that you already have within you. So if you feel disconnected, you will naturally attract a partner that will make you feel disconnected physically as well. Is that correct?
Exactly. So that you can see it, because I couldn't recognize it. I thought I was So I'm naturally emotional. So I'm like, I'm emotional. I love human beings. Usually as a child, I was the child where all parents came and spoke to me. So I'm like, my horoscope is Cancerian. So I'm like, I'm all about connection. So I was boggled. I'm like, how come the most intimate relationship is birthed in disconnection?
Yeah.
And I feel that's how relationships are empowering, because they really show us, and it's easier to see because we're disidentified. It's outside of you. So now you can see a human being acting in the ways that I was unaware of.
That's so beautiful. So, this is such a hard thing to accept, especially when you're going through a breakup or, you know, when you're in a relationship and you have these relationship problems and you're blaming the other person. You are doing this, you're doing that. But without realizing, that's exactly what you have inside. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Like, you know, the saying of it's never about the dishes. And I remember, I'm like, why aren't you taking out like the trash? Like, but it wasn't even about that. Yeah. I didn't know that then.
Then, yeah.
But then I realized why. I have needs that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
How can someone else be aware of them? So this is where I would say accountability, the responsibility comes in. It's like this expectation that someone else is gonna mind read me when I myself wasn't sure.
Yeah.
What I needed.
Now, I really want to dive into this. So you said about you taking responsibility of your needs, right? So you went through that journey realizing that you have certain needs and you can't expect the other person to fulfill them and so on. How did you go about doing that? How did you go about fulfilling your needs, understanding what your needs are, and not, I guess, for lack of better words, dismissing them or valuing your needs. There you go.
Beautiful. And here is the healing work, right? So this is where it sparked, and I went, like, I was like celibate. I took a break because I realized, even after this relationship, every other romantic relationship, it's like the same pattern. They just look different and they're called different names.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a Kit Kat break and I'm going to go see what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to see several mentors, from spirituality to trauma-informed.
Yeah.
To understand who was I. So this really sparked a journey, a bold journey of who is Amira? Who is Amira really? Not Amira with all the ticked boxes of what is expected or what was hand-given, as in this is what's going to satisfy you. But authentically, who was I? I was... You know, it's ironic. I don't want to go off topic, but it's like it was me finding my voice, right?
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. So, but it was literal. It was like, who am I?
Yeah.
And so how was me going and doing the work that I teach now, which is understanding parts of me that I was feeling ashamed or even unaware of, I was suppressing.
Yeah.
Facing those emotions, those needs, those wounds I had, even about having needs or allowing myself to have needs, and learning what is a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
The thing is, when we don't know what we don't know. So hypothetically, it's like, yeah, a healthy relationship. But for me, when I realized my dysfunctional patterns within me, I'm like, what does even that mean?
Yeah.
It was so unfamiliar. It was uncommon. It was uncomfortable. So I faced how I was actually pushing or attracting. So pushing healthy relationships or attracting what I'm used to.
Yeah, because that was what was known to you.
Exactly.
And anything that's known will be pleasure. Anything that's unknown will be pain. That's exactly how our subconscious mind works.
100%. And I was just done from this loop of cycle of, just enabling, feeding, magnetizing. And it wasn't just romantic. Like when I went deep into my patterns, it was actually, it's like, you know, you start to actually, it's like I'm seeing for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
So based on your experience, what would you say defines a healthy relationship for both partners? Like, how do you know? What are the telltale signs of that you are in a healthy relationship? And what are the signs that you are not in a healthy relationship?
I would say there are foundations and then there are certain patterns or needs or values that are very personal depending on your wound, right? So if, for example, just to speak a bit about this part, what I mean is, so if your wound is abandonment, then one of your values would be to and educate your friends, your family, your loved one that that's my wound. So then they can support you in healing that wound along with you doing your own work. So there are parts of healthy relationships that's very personal, depending on your past experience. Mm. And some of the foundations that I think are non-negotiable would be open communication. I mean, I'd say respect. What else? Like feeling safe to express how you feel, feeling safe to ask, feeling safe to receive. I'd say are some of the pillars of healthy relationships.
And when it comes to unhealthy relationships, let's say in situations where you're, when you have this heightened emotions of you're very passionate and loving one way and you fight all the time, but it's like this yo-yo of emotions, would you classify that as unhealthy, or is that unhealthy?
I wouldn't say it depends, because if there's a yo-yo, but then both partners are aware that they are in a yo-yo situation, so they are aware that their nervous system is dysregulated, and so one, awareness, and then two, they have the tools to know how to regulate themselves. So I work a lot with the nervous system regulation. Or if they don't have the tools, are they willing to seek and learn? Then that willingness with aligned action is a sign for me of one of the primal signs of a healthy relationship, because we're not here to be perfect either. Part of relationships in general, no matter what role they play, is to serve our expansion.
Gotcha.
So part of expansion is that it's going to be uncomfortable, right? So they're going to show you your beautiful parts, but they're also going to show you your shadows, what you're unaware of. So for me, it's, do you have the capacity, the tools, or at least the awareness to be like, yes, this is my part? Does that answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely. But I would also like to add one more layer to that. So in a situation where you are in a relationship and both parties want to stay, but they're having a very hard time, would you recommend, let me rephrase it. Can healing be done, let's say if you have your own personal wound, do you need to be single to work on your wounds so that you can attract better relationships? Or let's say if you are in a toxic relationship, can you work on your wounds and be in that relationship at the same time?
I love that question. And I'd say it also depends. So I just want to make something clear. So it's toxic, if it's abusive, that's come out safely also, always, right? So abuse, come out safely. But if there are struggles, or if you're being triggered, triggers are opportunities, I say, of growth, right? So do you need to be single? It depends. If your pattern is losing yourself in relationships, then your healing journey is to learn how to choose yourself. And maybe sometimes that's going to require, which this was my personal journey, to be by myself so that I learn how to be authentic, how to choose myself when others have different needs and are asking me for different things. So how do I not lose myself? So then in that situation, maybe, which served my purpose, being single would be healing. However, if your wounding is I'm comfortable on my own, then your expansion path, your growth is actually to expand your capacity with someone else.
Interesting, right? Very interesting.
So that's your healing then. That's why it's very personal. And that's what I love about this journey. It's unique. And maybe you become by yourself and then you learn how to be, honor your own needs, respect your own boundaries. And now, okay, now I'm ready for Jumanji level 3. Expand my capacity, have another energy and still have me too.
Yeah.
So now that's my growth level.
Right. Got you. So it can happen in these different layers. And you're saying you attract people and situations that is essentially just helping you expand.
It's my belief. Like all the uncomfortable relationships, as much as it's yucky when you're in it.
Yeah.
Have shown me that, because, and when clients come to me, if they're in a relationship and they're unhappy, my first approach is never leave, right? Because here's the thing, you leave, you don't change your pattern, you're just going to go right into another one. He's just going to look different, or she's going to look different.
Yeah.
So whatever work needs to be done, again, if it's safe, if it's guided, you might as well do it, right?
So how does all of this relate to your life purpose? And is it necessary to be in a relationship to find that?
I love that question. So how does that relate to life purpose? This was my personal journey. So through healing my relational wounds, which I feel is a forever journey because, again, it works in layers, I realize, wow, that's my purpose in life. I'm here to teach about relationships.
Right.
I'm here to teach about purpose, because when I found it, I realized that even in my lowest moments, having that inner fire or passion kept me centered, right? Because then it becomes something that's bigger than you.
Right.
And for me, when I started to attract and magnetize healthy, more supportive, more growth-oriented relationships, it's like less energy leaks, right? Because I'm not investing and putting so much energy into, for example, trying to please someone.
Yeah.
Right? Or into a relationship that's actually, there's no relationship. It's just in my head. Right? So the more I change my patterns, it then I was able to fuel my energy where into my purpose, right? Where it serves me and others best.
Now, my second question would be, how do you find your life purpose? And this is something that I'm sure a lot of people have thought about, probably crossed that bridge or waiting for that bridge. So what would you say to our listeners who feel that way?
Well, first of all, purpose, what I realize is that it comes with such heavy connotations. It's like, if I don't know my purpose, then what's the point? Or if it's too heavy, let me not even look at it at all. And I have a different point of view on purpose. For me, purpose is a set of emotional state. So it's actually, I'm living on purpose in my day to day.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be a service that I do. It doesn't have to be something. Rather, it's a state of being.
Wow, that's right? Really so, powerful.
Yeah, so I am in a state of purpose right now because this is my jam, peanut butter. It's what I love to do. I'm in my purpose when I'm working. I'm in my purpose when I'm speaking to my family, my friends, right? So rather, it's living in alignment with your truth and your values, rather than this idea that it's something that I have to do.
Right, got you. And how can, for those who have not found that yet, what are certain tools and techniques that you can share? And where do people start? Like, what's the roadmap?
In my private one-on-one, I take clients into the root. So I work on a root level.
Yeah.
So identifying, because for a lot of us or for some of us, even going there to what is my passion, like some of us, we're not allowed to have needs. We have this belief. Having desires equals pain, right? So first we release that and then we start to go into purpose work. Some of the questions, which for me is, it sounds simple, but it's actually it, which is, you can ask yourself that, what do you like to do as a child? Right? Like, as a child, what did you like to do? And after writing, what is it that you like to do? However simple it is, what's the emotion? So by doing the doing, what emotions arise within you? Now, these are your indications. So for example, one of my memories was me riding the bicycle. I used to live in Abu Dhabi and born and raised in Abu Dhabi, going down the seafood market with my friends.
Yeah.
So that was the scene for me. Okay, what did that scene make me feel? I felt liberated, right? So one of my purpose emotions is freedom, and it's what I teach, right? So freedom, and then connection, because I was with my friends. So then on every day, how do I cultivate these emotions? Does that answer the question?
Absolutely. So what would you say are the roadblocks one should deal with, or the blocks that we need to resolve in order to get to that point or find that point
of purpose?
Yes. What do we need to do? How can people work on that?
I'd say the first part would be, what's a simple question, but it can take you so far, which is, what's not good about you having passions, or what's not good about having desires, or what's not good about sharing your truth, right?
Wow. So it's almost like there's a hidden benefit that we are unaware of.
Always. So first we see the resistance, right? So what part of you is resisting that because living on purpose and passion is a very sacred part.
Yeah.
And it starts as a small flame. A small flame. So it's really like, it's not complicated, but it's, there will usually be layers depending on the wounds because it's a vulnerable part of you.
Yeah.
Does that answer the
question? Absolutely, 100%. So before we end the episode, I would love to ask you to share any tips, any advice that you have for our speakers.
What I would love to share is that what really got me started was connection, right? And my view is that the world is in desperation of connection. And to a simple step, when you find yourself moving towards any disconnecting patterns.
Yeah.
In that moment, and I'm not saying it's like not to have your alone time for sure, but as a human species,
yeah,
it's a primal need. Connection is a primal need.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, how can I do this differently?
Yeah.
So instead of spending more time on my own, for example, how can I spend time with whoever you feel safe with or comfortable and still not lose me? That simple question.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you can spend 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe you, for example, set boundaries about what kind of conversations you want to have. But what I would highly invite is to move towards connection. Mm. Aware of it or not, our body needs it. It's how we feel safe to be humans, how we feel safe to be on this planet.
Absolutely. And I have one more question before we end. How do you know that you are losing yourself in a relationship? Because if you've been in a relationship for so long and you're so enmeshed with one another, what are the signs that tell you you're losing yourself or you've lost yourself?
Beautiful question. So some of the symptoms is feeling of resentment, feelings of I don't know who I am, feeling like this connection isn't meaningful.
Mm.
You feel unfulfilled, unsatisfied. Yeah. These are all your indicators that where are you in the equation?
Got you. Thank you so much, Amira. This has been so insightful and I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you about all of this. And we look forward to having you back, perhaps for another episode. So until then, take care and live.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.